After the intro, we will go into what we call the verse, which is where we have this melody. Now, its first four measures are this. For this, we start off with a standard A chord, where we have finger 1 on the 4th string 2nd fret, finger 2 is on the 3rd string 2nd fret, finger 3 is on the 2nd string 2nd fret. With the picking hand, we'll play the 5th and 2nd strings together, and then we'll pinch the 4th and 3rd strings together with the thumb and index, and then play the 1st string open. And then we go up to this E7 chord here. For this, I have my 4th finger on the 1st string 7th fret, I have my 1st finger on the 2nd string 5th fret. Finger 2 is on the 4th string 6th fret. And then finger 3, you're on the 3rd string 7th fret as well. With this, I'll play the 6th and 1st strings together. And then with the thumb, index, and middle, I'll pinch the 4th, 3rd, and strings together twice. And then my next A chord is this. For this, finger 1 is barring the 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st strings, 2nd fret. And my 4th finger is playing the 1st string, 5th fret. The 5th string is open. So I'll hit the 5th and 1st strings together. And then like before, I'll pinch the 4th and 3rd strings together. Then take everything off and play the 1st string open. And then we go to this D chord, which can be a handful. But I'll show you two ways of playing this. The way I like to grab this is with my 4th finger on the 5th string, 5th fret. At the same time I put it down, I put down my 2nd finger on the 2nd string, 3rd fret, because I'll hit these two together right away. That will give me time to add my 3rd finger to the 4th string, 4th fret, and my 1st finger to the 3rd string, 2nd fret. So I'll play the 5th and 2nd together, and then I'll pinch the 4th and 3rd together twice. If you can't get to that, you can use just a regular D chord with finger 1 on the 3rd string 2nd, finger 2 on the 1st string 2nd, and then finger 3 will be on the 2nd string 3rd fret. You'll play the 4th and 2nd strings together, and then you'll just play the 3rd string together twice in the background. But if you can grab that full version of it, it gives you a fuller background chord on 2 and 3. That's the first four measures of the verse. Now let's take a look at the next four.